this is really in stark contrast to the Microsoft world. And you almost always have to compare Microsoft and Apple when you're talking about things like operating systems. When Microsoft upgrades an operating system, it's something you have to go buy. And I would suspect that's part of the reason there's been such small adoption to Windows 7 and Windows 8. In the Apple world, they give away the new operating system. And that's why over half of all Macintosh computers, we learned earlier this week, are running the latest version. And presumably, because it's free, they will have a very, very high adoption rate of this new version called Mac OS X Yosemite. They're also doing something that is very new for Apple. They're actually doing a public beta. So even though the new version of the Mac OS comes out in the fall, sometime during the summer, they're going to let 1 million people have it early. And if you're interested in signing up for that, that's, you know, that's very exciting. It's exciting to be part of a new operating system. And I have to say that there are just an incredible number of very cool things in this operating system that I think are really going to delight people. They've really pushed the what an operating system can do to a whole new level. I think it's good. It's really a game changer.
Apple is showing that it's not living in a vacuum. It is trying to get the best ideas that have come out from other companies. You look at Android-like widgets for your iPhone, your iPad, some other things that you refer to as not so new stuff, but Apple is trying to make it its own, or trying to take over some markets, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of people, frankly, were disappointed by what they heard and saw on Monday. And I think it's because a lot of what they introduced were things that were already available on other devices or other operating systems. For instance, if you're an iPhone user or an iPad user, you may have noticed that you can't have widgets like an Android phone or an Android tablet can. A widget is a piece of dynamic content right on the home screen of your phone or the lock screen, so that on an Android phone, you can just power up the screen and see the information you want instead of having to drill down deeper. That's been an absence for the iPhone and the iPad for a while, but widget-like dynamic pieces of content are coming to the iPhone. That will also, by the way, be another free update. If you have a recent iPhone or iPad, you're going to get this upgrade of the operating system for free. The other thing that's, I think, a really significant upgrade for the iPhone and the iPad is that until now, you could only use the keyboard that Apple included with the devices. In the Android world, any app developer could create a new keyboard or use a different keyboard, and you had really great innovations like Swipe, which you and I have talked about. It's a keyboard where you literally never pick up your finger, but you just swipe it across the screen from letter to type out what you want. Or another keyboard called SwiftText, which is predictive. It not only guesses what word you're typing now, but it actually does a really phenomenal job of guessing the next word. And if it can guess the next word right, that's a lot of typing, a significant amount of typing you never have to do, because it just keeps guessing the text of your message and you're typing out whole words instead of letters at a time.
How about better texting?
Well, the better texting from Apple in the operating system and then on the iPhone and the iPad is dramatic, but there's large pieces of it that we have seen before. So how it will work in the Mac and the iPhone and iPad world is you'll actually be able to send someone a text from your phone without ever touching your phone. You'll do it on the screen of your computer. Now, we've talked about similar products for Android from companies like Mighty Text and Zipwhip. But Apple has actually outdone those third-party companies for the Android world, because it's literally bringing what they call continuity to the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac, in that it's almost a seamless integration of those three devices, or two of them if you only have two, so that if you get a call on your phone, your iPhone, you can answer it on your computer and actually talk to the person who's calling and carry out the conversation over a speakerphone on your computer. You're literally never touching your computer. You can do all kinds of other things that almost bring phone-like capability to your computer and computer-like capability to your phone. And it's a really brilliant move on Apple's part, because it just drives you to want to have all of the devices in the Apple ecosystem. Instead of maybe having a Windows computer and an iPhone, you're going to want to have the Mac computer too, because you're going to be able to do so much more with them together.
Yeah, if you wanted to take it to its ridiculous limit, you could type two words of an email on your phone, two more on your iPad, two more on your Mac, and complete the email. I mean, that's how fast it's supposed to be.
Of the continuity vision. The demonstration was very impressive. And I don't think that's a ridiculous vision at all. I mean, I think it's very common that we start working on something at our desk and then we have to run, but we find a few minutes sometime later on our phone or with an iPad, and you literally pull out the mobile device and there's the document you were working on. Similar things existed with platforms like Dropbox, but it's never been as easy as Apple has made it between their devices. I think it's going to get a lot of people very excited about owning all kinds of devices in the mobile, in the Apple ecosystem.
Let's finish with some newish stuff, as you refer to it, from the company in Cupertino, HealthKit and HomeKit.
Yeah, I think HomeKit is the one that's easiest to get your head around. What Apple has done is essentially build an environment where other companies that gather data around your house can all put it into one unified interface, which is your iPhone, your iPad, and even your Mac. So let me describe how this might work. You might have locks today that are connected to your home network through Wi-Fi, so that there are people who today can unlock their door remotely. Because, you know, maybe a kid came home from college and forgot their key, or the plumber's coming by to fix a leak. You can give people their own individual passwords to get in the house. You could apply the same technology to your garage door. Oh, did I leave it up or did I leave it down? Now I'm 25 miles away. I use my phone to simply close the garage door or to set the home alarm or what have you. So there's many different apps and devices that you can have on your phone that do things around the house. But what Apple has done is build one place for you to get all kinds of reporting in one uniform way. And how that can play out is, let me give you an example. Let's just say that at night, I say to Siri, "Siri, it's time for bed." Siri would then know that when it's time for bed, her job is to make sure all the doors are locked. The garage door is down. She's turned off the water at the stove because I have a habit of leaving the stove on with some water boiling and I forget about it. She's turned down the thermostat to save energy. And she has also looked at my calendar for tomorrow and set an alarm for me 90 minutes before my first appointment. All of that by speaking one phrase, and because Apple brings HomeKit to you that unifies all of these connected devices and services that are in your house together in one real easy to use interface.
It's brilliant, and of course, there's always the other side. What if somebody takes control of all of that? Then they've got your house.
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly that is the flip side of it. And, you know, we've spoken recently about the importance of having passwords and being able to change them. Yes, there are huge security issues here. That is going to be the next thing to be addressed, whether it be by Apple or other companies that are already in the security space. But yes, you should be thinking about that as you begin to allow your phone to have access to so many parts of your home life, including opening your garage door or even opening your locks.